But it's not just any kind of waiting. It's waiting. Our text really suggests some things that we can do while waiting. One thing is that we can lament. Now, lament means to cry out in faithfulness for God to deliver us. That's not whining. Whining doesn't really go anywhere or to anyone, doesn't have a direction. And it's not complaining, because complaining is deconstructive. Lamenting is positive. It's something we do out of faithfulness to God, uplifting that we are caught and stuck. In our pool, there's a game that we play. It's called Marco Polo. Anyone ever played Marco Polo? It's a simple game. We love it. Basically, for those of you who haven't played it, there's one person who takes the role of Marco. They close their eyes and they keep them closed for the entirety of the game. The other person is Polo, and they wander all throughout the pool trying to wander so they can't be found. Marco calls out his name, Marco, and Polo has to respond, Polo. This goes on and on until finally Marco listens closely to Polo and follows the voice, and when Polo is found, the game ends. What's key to that game is the constant crying out. That's what helps someone win the game. That's what lamenting, the role of lamenting, is in the Bible. When we cry out in our darkness, in our blindness, in our tough spots, we wait to listen for God to hear us and find us. And the only difference between the Marco Polo game is that God, he's the one who finds us. We don't find God. He actually finds us. And he's able to bring health and restoration and fill us again. Waiting also means waiting with expectancy. When I go to the doctor's office and I see people waiting, their shoulders are shrugged, not expecting something good. Waiting with expectancy is different. If you look at verse 31 in Lamentations, it says this, "The Lord will not cast off forever. Though he causes grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love." We can wait knowing that he dearly, dearly loves us. And he does. Waiting with expectancy, knowing that God is going to do something good right around the corner. And my friends, we can do that. The Israelites did it for 70 years. God ultimately visited them, and how sweet it was when he did. And the woman did. She waited 12 years, and how sweet it was that God ultimately visited her through Jesus, and she touched his robe. My friends, whatever grief you're experiencing, whether it be communal or whether it be personal and no one else knows in the congregation, hear this. God will find you. God knows the depth of your grief. No one else may know it. God knows how far you have wandered, even to places like Babylon. God knows the barriers that are between you and him. God knows how to overcome those boundaries. And when he meets you, he will meet you with his steadfast love. You know what that does? There's enough to fill you back up. Now make sure you understand what I'm saying today. Your grief, it may not go away. Just being honest, some losses are so deep, they can't go away. And if you admit that, you're not being a second-class Christian, and you're not being second-class in any way. But remember this, God finds you and meets you with his steadfast love. And as he does that, your shrunken world gets a little bigger. The grief is there, so also is God's love, and your world becomes a little bigger. The grief remains, but then God adds a little more. God adds peace and harmony in your relationships. God adds joy, even though the grief remains. And the beautiful thing is, all of a sudden, grief is transformed. God finds you, he seeks you out, and his love, joy, peace, his steadfast love, as Jeremiah says in Lamentations, overwhelms the grief, and we become a new person. Let's pray about that today. Whatever sorrows and grieves, as we just sang in What a Friend We Have in Jesus, let's ask God not to take away the grief, but to overwhelm the grief with his love. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we are coming out of a lot of things this last year in 2020. In some ways, it was like 587 BC. Lord, find us. I pray for silent hearts this morning that have grief unspoken. I pray for the grief that we do know about, and I do pray for each of us that has lost so much this last year. Lord, I do not ask that you take away the grief. I pray that you carry it. And Lord, I also pray that as you carry it, you overwhelm us with your love. May that melt our hearts so that we can feel your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.